Hi, this is Cherry Pirate. And
Oh, I have to go? Oh, it's Kitten's Mom. Hi.
we
I didn't know that was the. I didn't. You didn't. Okay.
so I'm attempting my first questionnaire collab with him, and he's a gamer, so I thought Mrs. No, it's not Mrs. Who did this? Miss posted it. Oh, and 808 Seduction helped make this gamer questionnaire, so we thought we would play along, and
Okay, so wait, are the rules that we're gonna answer the question at the same time? Like,
well, yeah, we'll have a question and we'll answer. Yeah. Okay, so there's 31 questions. We may skip some, I don't know. So question one is, what was your first gaming system and the first game you played?
Want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually was 6 years old. My parents had just gotten divorced, and my dad got me an N64. Along with it, Super Mario 64, which is still one of my favorite games to this day, and Mortal Kombat, which, as it turns out, was a really bad idea to give that to a 6-year-old as his very first game to play.
I was young. I was older than you. Well, so he's younger than me, but I was older when I got my first gaming system. My grandparents got us the regular old, like, original Nintendo,
The NES, just the
and
straight-up
we
NES.
played Duck Hunt and
Fuck
Super
yeah.
Mario.
We have Duck Hunt in the little cabinet over there, you know?
I tried to play it recently, but the TVs now have that polarizing.
Oh yeah, they don't have an CRT.
Yep. So that was my first gaming system. All right. Do you prefer to play guy characters or girl characters?
I almost always play guy characters. I do self-insert a little bit.
I guess if I have a choice,
Yeah,
I'll
she probably likes a
play.
little more. There we go. She's all shy about me touch her.
I'll play a girl character, but I don't mind playing like guy characters if that's what the protagonist like already
Yeah,
is.
if it's like a single player game or whatever, but I'm thinking, if I have a choice, I generally play guy.
Yeah, you more generally play girl. All right, so when making a character, do you ever add detail into looks?
I do not generally, when I make a character, and most people can attest to this, I hit random until something doesn't look shitty, and then I just go from there. And what's weird about it is, like, I did that in Guild Wars 2 with my Char, and I became very attached to him, like, I didn't.
Oh, you did it random?
Oh yeah, I made him random until something looked decent. And then I become attached to these random creations that I had no hand in making, if that makes any sense.
I put a lot of detail into my characters. Like,
Oh
I remember the first time I ever played Oblivion,
my
I
God,
spent like an hour making a character,
the
and it was horrible. My friend was like, "Just pick already," and I was like, "No, it has to be perfect." So that's me. Let's see.
Oh man, this question's gonna suck.
What gaming system do you own now, and which is your favorite?
All right, you ready for the list? Let's see if I can do this. Does this count when doing handhelds too?
I guess,
Okay.
yeah.
NES, SNES, 64, PlayStation 1. I did own a PlayStation 2, but my dad's house got robbed, and I don't have it anymore. I did own an original Xbox at one point, but it got broken. 360. Do not own a PS3 or 4. That's not true. I own a broken one, if that counts. PSP, Game Boy, all the way up from very first. No, I started with a Pocket. That's not right. I started with a Pocket all the way up to.
They're asking what you have now.
Huh?
They're asking what you have
That's what
now.
I said. I asked if we're talking about ones I had in the past.
No, it says
Oh. Oh
if you
no.
own
I still
now.
own those. They're right over there.
Okay. And which is your favorite?
Oh, my PC for sure at this point.
Let's see. I have a 360, an iPhone, and a
The
PC.
fact that you said oh, that bugs me. That's gonna trigger
I
my
knew it would. So
gamer autism
I'd
or whatever the
say
hell.
I really like the PC. I still like playing some games on my Xbox, but I don't pull it out much these days. Let's see, do you prefer multiplayer or single
Oh,
player?
I am multi. I love MMOs. I truly do, and they all suck right now, so it's really bugging me.
That's a hard question for me because I'd only like recently started playing multiplayer. So
I hate WoW. I hated WoW for the past 30 fucking years. Oh wait, I love WoW. That was pretty much her experience with World of Warcraft. I hate WoW for 30 years, and then, oh, this is a game isn't so bad.
Yeah, pretty much. I Let's stop. I guess I've played more single player games, so therefore I'm gonna say I like them more, but I don't mind multiplayer, so Which video game character do you see yourself as?
None, really. Like, everybody's always like, oh, I look like, or I act like, and I don't ever get that in games.
I see myself as my custom Lego mini character.
Yeah, there you go. That was a good interpretation, too. I really liked it.
Yeah, I do pretty well on making my custom Lego people. If you could only have one console handheld for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
Okay, so I was reading this, and my question becomes, like, can I cheat a little bit? Like, if I go with the PSP or the Vita or something, I can emulate on that. So I can get other games from other systems. I don't know what
the question says.
Okay, fine, fine. We'll go with PS2.
PS2. I'd say PC.
That's not a console or a handheld.
Oh.
Otherwise, I'd choose PC as well, because fucking PC.
Well, technically, Windows 10 is going to be a console, because...
Oh, for the love of God,
okay,
you are.
Fine.
That's some bullshit right there.
I'll stick with Xbox, I guess.
360 or first one?
Probably 360. Yeah, go with that. Who is your favorite hero and or villain from a video game, and who is your most hated?
My favorite hero. It's a bit more recent. I'm a huge fan of the Tales series. I really like Yuri Lau from Tales of Vesperia. I felt like he was very non-standard, and I really like that about him. Villain-wise, Breen from Half-Life 2 is pretty good. Wasn't exactly a huge asshole, was just trying to get everybody along, so I guess that's pretty good.
My favorite hero isn't really a hero, but I love the Bard from Bard's Tale.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good one, too.
Yeah, I really like King. He's one of my favorites, and I don't say a villain that I don't like, but what's my most hated villain? I don't know their name, but it's the pirate chick in Eternal Sonata.
Like, I don't remember her name.
Worst
boss
fight
play
ever.
I also
hate Sonic. I think Sonic's stupid.
You're stupid. Get out of here. If I owned a Genesis, I'd beat you upside the head with it now. I'll be shit on Sonic.
Is sex nudity in video games a yay or nay?
This is gonna sound a little weird. I say nay, unless the game is specifically made for sex. Like, The Witcher 3, you kinda go in, or like, The Witcher series in general, I guess, you kinda go in expecting to see tits. But I don't feel it really added much to the game outside of a few, like, select relationships. So I wasn't really, like, I wasn't like, oh yeah, sex and tits. You know, like, I'll play the fuck that, like, violated heroine or, like, Monster Girl Quest or something, and that's fine. So, no, actually.
I don't really care either way. I don't really care. I don't really have an opinion. If it's there, fine. If it's not, that's fine, too. What is your favorite video game genre, and what is your favorite game in that genre?
I love RTS, real-time strategy, and probably Brood War, StarCraft, the expansion. I played it. That was my influential game growing up.
My favorite game genre is RPGs.
RPGs?
RPGs. Random Battlegrounds. RPGs.
And you're into WoW PvP.
Oh my, I didn't say B. I said, do you want to pull back the audio?
That's fine.
I said P. RPGs. And my favorite one...
I don't think you have a right to answer this, because you haven't played, like, so many of the good ones. You've done none of the early Tale ones.
I'm going to say Oblivion. I really, really liked Oblivion.
I like Oblivion too, actually.
And I think Tales would be JRPG, right?
Tales, well, RPG just counts.
No, it's different now.
Are you talking about, like, Western RPGs or JRPGs? Which one are you talking about?
My favorite is RPGs. But I'm saying Tales doesn't really fall into RPG. It falls more into JRPGs.
Well, they're the same thing. They're subcategories.
They're different.
Whatever.
What is your all-time favorite video game, and what
we
game...
We missed one.
Did we?
Okay. Yeah, 11.
Would you let someone go down on you while you were gaming?
I can answer this for both of us. She actually has tried several times. Last time I play Arma with a group of guys, and last time I did that, it did not go well, because when you're focusing on not having your face shot off, you don't really get hard. So it doesn't work out as well as your fantasies might believe.
Yeah, I wish I could, but it's he puts the game before me.
What?
That's pretty much what it is.
Yep. All this time, you know, the fact that I'm back here talking about this with you instead of playing RuneScape right now, which, yes, I do.
Well, if you were playing, like, Arma, you could, you know, just be like, hold on, guys.
No, not if I'm leaving.
Who cares?
I care.
Someone's got to comment on this. 12. What is your all-time favorite video game, and what game was the worst that you have played? I can answer this. Okay. The worst game I've ever played was Two Blades. I rented it from GameStop, and I returned it 2 hours later. And I was like, please take this back and burn it. And my favorite video game... That's really hard.
Yeah, it is. I'm thinking about this. I don't have an answer.
Favorite... Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, that's probably a good answer for you.
Maybe Kingdom Hearts 2. One of the two, but those would probably be... Yeah.
Mine is probably Mountain Blade Warband, but special mention goes to Dwarf Fortress.
Ah.
So.
What's the worst game you've
played? The worst game I have ever played, and I am telling you this, guys, this is a warning, don't play Too Human. It's an old 360 game, and, like, every loading screen was, like, 30 seconds long. If you die, it goes through this 45-second animation of some angel coming down, picking you up, and lifting you up. And that's fine and dandy in a game that death is very uncommon, but they just throw enemies at you over and over and over. The voice acting's terrible, the animations are terrible, the controls are terrible. It is just a horrible game. I hate it.
Have you ever... I know, for you. Have you ever fantasized about a game
What's the answer?
Yes, I have!
Which ones, do you know?
Draenei.
Yes, oh my god, dude, I would fucking wreck a Draenei. Absolutely. I have a huge WoW porn folder.
There's probably others as well, I just don't
know. I mean, like, the standards, like Tifa or something from, like, Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of that, not really. I used to have a pinup of Riku from Final Fantasy X, and I jerked off to that when I was, like, 14 so many goddamn times.
I have not. So, that's my answer, is no. what is your guilty pleasure game?
I actually really, when it works, when things are going well, I really like Clash of Clans. Everybody's like, oh, it's a shit mobile game, and I'm like, I don't really care. It can be fun at times. I enjoy it.
Mine is probably... the Lego games. Any of them.
I don't know if they're... I mean, anybody I know that talks about Lego games is like, yeah, I enjoyed my time playing them. I mean, they're not, like, difficult, but...
I'm still going to make that my answer.
Okay, sure.
What was the moment... This will be good for you. What was the moment you knew gaming would be a long-term hobby?
I realized back when I originally got my 64, and, you know, I played Mortal Kombat a little bit, and my older brother came over, we played a little bit. But I remember going through 64, my Super Mario 64, for the longest time. And, you know, when you're 7, 8 years old, you know, the simplest task will take you 3 days. But I remember being astounded that, like, I was like, I got done, like, 2 or 3 levels, and I was like, surely that's all the game has. I got beat Bowser, that's what it was, and I was like, surely the game's over now. And then it was, like, a, you know, 100 more hours of gameplay for my 8-year-old self. And I remember being like, oh, this is it. I don't have to just stare blankly at a TV and wait for commercials. I can go into this painting or to go into this painting and do things. It was back then, yeah.
Mine was probably when I was, like, in my 20s. People don't know. I didn't start gaming until I was, like, 18, 19 because my brother they never shared and my parents didn't make him share. And then when I lived with my dad, we didn't have any gaming systems in the house. So, but once I, like, graduated and I was in high school or when I was in college and stuff, then I was out of college, I started to, like, actually play video games. Like, and that's when I was like, this is actually a lot of fun and it's something I want to do. So, do you believe that video games corrupt youths and their minds? Bad influence? / leads to violence, etc.
I would say they would influence. I mean, if you do anything, you are influenced by it. But I don't believe corrupt is the correct term about it. And I know this is probably out of the scope of this conversation, but, you know, just because some shooter played Call of Duty, I mean, I'm pretty sure the problem is extended, you know, in his mind beyond Call of Duty. I don't think that was the...
My take on it is I think if you're a parent, you have to
watch. Not babysitters.
No. If you're a parent, though, you have to watch your kids play. Like, I wouldn't mind my kids playing, like, the Lego games, but yeah. I'm not going to go buy them GTA.
Well, I played Mortal Kombat when I was 6, and I turned out fine.
That's debatable.
I mean, I've tried to rip your spine out of your throat a few times, but who cares, you know?
No, I think it's up to the parents to let their kids play age-appropriate games, and then once they, you know, reach a certain mark, then, okay, you can start playing these games, and, you know, but I've read stories where parents have let their kids play, like, GTA and, you know, kill prostitutes and all that stuff, and I don't agree with that, but I don't want to say it's a bad influence or it leads to violence, but I don't think it's healthy, I guess, in general, and I'm not blaming video games or the makers of games. I just think that parents have to control, just like you do on TV. I'm not going to let my kid watch an R-rated movie if, you know, that they can watch Nick Jr. or whatever. So let's, I don't know. Would you game under the influence?
Is that what it is? Oh, I thought we, I'm sorry. No, you're right. You're right.
Share the experience if you have one.
I mean, I don't, I am outside of sex. I'm abstinent, so. Or what do they call it? Straight edge, not abstinent. Don't drink, don't smoke, nothing, so.
I've been drunk and played tabletop games. And games and board games.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And like Cards Against Humanity, which is hilarious. You should all do it. Or like Apples to Apples, we've made a drinking game out of that. So that's really been my, it's always been in a social setting. I've never been like me and a controller. It's always been.
Should I share my Xbox ball story?
No, because you were under the influence.
Well, I was surrounded by three other people who were.
Go ahead.
So I was playing, this was back when Gears of War 2 hit. It was real big and everybody was having a grand old time. And, you know, I was my junior year of high school, I think. And all my buddies had just graduated and were drinking and celebrating and stuff. And so my buddy gets drunk, as we'll call him Leon, and Leon all of a sudden sends us all a picture. And we're like, okay, what is it? And, you know, I hear over the mic, oh, dude, is that your balls? And he's like, yeah, he's drunk as shit. And apparently one of the other participants in the party decided to take this as a challenge and proceeded to send the entire group of people a picture of his balls, you know, I don't remember what it was, but they were in some form or another. Leon then decided to come back with his own, and eventually they got into a balls war with the Xbox party. They kept taking pictures of their balls, sending the pictures over XBL, and then waiting for the return. And I went to bed. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I woke up to something like 60 ball pictures on my Xbox. It was a very, very sad day.
I've always had good experiences. But I've always been in, like, really good group settings. So, like, next question. Who is the sexiest game character, male or female, and why?
Like, straight-up physical attraction, it would probably have to be... And I don't play the series because I don't own a Vita, and I don't like wasting my money by owning a Vita. But the chicks from Senran Kagura, I forget how you say it. I mean, they're basically made to be sexy as hell, so...
I don't have an answer.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
The Assassin's Creed guy's always been sexy. Like the
No Drake from Uncharted.
I thought about him too. Yeah.
Out of him, I guess.
Drake from Uncharted.
Oh, those sexy. Those Lego characters not getting you going?
No.
I try to finger you, it ends up clamping your vagina shut, everything goes badly.
Yeah, pretty much. Have you seen their hands? Yeah, it's just a C. It's just a backwards, just a C. It's, yeah.
Maybe they could take it off and put like a dildo attachment on it.
How long have you been? Oh God! How long have you been playing video games? And what's your longest gaming session?
I think it's 18 years now. I feel like 6. Longest gaming session. That's a bit of a trick question because I actually really like sleep. I tend not to. The only times I've ever like stayed up, like I've gotten Wings StarCraft 2 Wings of Liberty, and I played like through like 90% of it in one night. But I mean, when I didn't have a job or school to go to, it was literally wake up, get on, play video games for 16, 17 hours, go to bed, wake up, play games for 16, 17. I mean, I would do this like 2-3 weeks straight. So
I'd probably say I've been playing video games. I played them as a kid on and off randomly, and then I really got into video games when I was like 22, and then I've played ever since then. But my longest session's probably been like 12 hours. I've been with you on WoW. So we think we play like WoW like 12 hours.
I'd say probably closer to less than that, maybe like 10, but closing in on 12.
Something like that. All right.
20.
Would you ever have your partner dress up as a game character for a sexy time?
No. For me, cosplay is more about novelty, is seeing how good the outfit can be. And I mean, totally, it can be sexy, you know, you can have a good looking outfit, but I can't see myself in a situation where I'm like, oh, that person dressed up like X game character, I really want to fuck them. That's never been a thought to me.
Doesn't sound like something we'd ever do.
No.
No. No. So the answer is just no, not really. What game have you clocked the most hours into?
Do you know?
I'm gonna say it's your 3,000 Guild
Yeah,
Wars.
3,200 hours in Guild Wars at last count. I've stopped playing since, and I'm not gonna get the new expansion because I'm not paying 50 fucking dollars while everybody else gets two games for one. But I had 3,200 hours in Guild Wars. I probably had, I wouldn't say maybe that much time, but I probably had a closing in on that amount in WoW. I have 1,000 hours in Warband. I have closing in on 1,000 hours in
Okay,
Ed.
you answered the question though.
Wow, maybe these people are interested in me. How do
I
you
don't
know?
think so. I probably think you're some loser.
Well, what's I make you for dating?
I don't know what game I've clocked the most hours into.
It's probably well for you.
You think WoW?
I would guess.
I've put a lot of hours into D&D.
The MMO?
Yeah, no.
No,
But
we're
it's a
just.
game.
I think they would.
Well, I'm just saying,
Okay.
if you include tabletop games, then it'd be D&D. I've been playing for 10 years. If you, or I've been DMing for 10 years, and plus you have, I mean, if you add up the time of setting up a game,
Let's say you gotta be working on that for Sunday.
I know, working on game, setting it up, making maps and all that, plus my, helping players and then playing the actual game, definitely. If you're only talking about video games and you're not doing tabletop games, then yeah, probably well. Which arcade machine did you drop the most money into?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game, which I actually went back and emulated, and it's terrible. I don't know what I was thinking whenever I went to Chuck E. Cheese's.
Mine was the game at Chuck E. Cheese that you put in the little quarter and then the light spins around and then you hit the button.
You tried beating that recently, and
Yeah, when we were in the Poconos.
Poconos, yep.
And then you hit stop and then you get all the tickets. That's what I'm really good at, and that's the game I
Yeah.
always play. I don't know if that's an arcade. I mean, it's always in arcade, so I
That's
guess it
true. I
counts.
think it counts.
Yeah. Would you play Minecraft every day or no way?
I actually don't get Minecraft. I wasn't a big fan of getting like Legos growing up either. I don't get it. I own Minecraft. I've played Minecraft. I've played Minecraft knockoffs on my 360. I've played Terraria. I don't get it. So no.
I don't play Minecraft either.
You like Legos a lot. I'm surprised you don't like it.
I just never downloaded or played it. I don't know. It looks, I don't know.
Download it. We can play.
What, do you follow walkthroughs or do you play through on your own? I want to answer this one first. Okay. So, it used to be when I was starting out playing games, I would only follow walkthroughs. And then I got yelled at by this guy. And so I stopped playing walkthroughs. Now, if I'm doing the Lego games, which I really like to 100% them, I'll play the storylines just fine. I'll look at walkthroughs to see where I can get a red brick that'll help me, it'll double, double my studs or mini kit detector or whatever. And then I'm like, all right, I'll play that. And then if I get stuck or I can't find something, then I'll check a walkthrough. But I don't play a walkthrough anymore like I used to. So I try to play on my own. If I get, like I said, if I get stuck somewhere and I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do, then I'll look something up. But I try not to unless I've, expanded all my resources on it. Okay. That's my answer.
I generally only follow walkthroughs when I feel like I've exhausted all of my other options, or like, again, I've been a big fan of the Tales series or JRPGs in general. You know, they have all kinds of hidden stuff. Suikoden 2, you had to get to a specific spot within, like, an hour time frame, and then you had to be at another certain spot. Like, I was just like, really? That's not something I naturally would have figured out on my own, and the game didn't really hint at it.
When I bought the Fable game, like, Fable 2 and Fable 3, not the first one.
Yeah.
But I bought, the $40 book that came with it. When I played Kingdom Hearts 2, I got the big, book that went with it. But it told you, like, other stuff. Yeah. It was basically just a big walkthrough.
You know, do you remember that the Order 1776, whatever it was, came out recently?
Mm-hmm.
They had a walkthrough for it, and it's like 90% quick time events. And so the walkthrough is literally like, move your cursor or move your controller to the right and then hit X when it enters the circle. And that was the fucking walkthrough. Wow. People paid money for that.
Wow. What is the most important trait of a game you play? Like story, graphics, playability, etc.?
That's probably a toss-up between moment-to-moment gameplay and replayability. Like I said, I play a lot of War Fortress. I really like it. And the graphics are nigh non-existent for that, so I don't really hold them in high regard. I emulate a lot of old games as well, so it's not really a big deal for me. So definitely having a fun game, and then the graphics and gameplay, and or graphics and story and audio come later.
Mine would have to be...
If you say anything but graphics, I'm going to push you off this bed.
Well, no, it is definitely graphics, but, like, it's also story. Like, a game really has to...
To wow you?
For me to play. And then, definitely, like, playability.
And how come whenever I attempt to explain lore to you,
for, like... If anyone wants a really good game to play that has, like, all of that, you should play A Tale of Two Brothers. It'll make you cry, but it's a really good game. Great story. Great graphics, really fun playability. Use a controller, and you each stick controls a brother, and it's really fun.
It does mechanics through story through mechanics really well, which is not something you see these days.
What is your scariest, creepiest gaming moment? Oh gosh, I don't know. Or what game itself was scariest, creepiest?
I am not a big, neither of us are big horror fans in general, and I remember when Amnesia: The Dark Descent came out, and I was like determined to not be a pussy and play it. And spoilers in case anybody wants to skip this because you haven't played Amnesia and you really want to, but you haven't because it's like $5 right now, but whatever. You're down in the crypts or whatever it was, and you go through the whole puzzle and you round the corner and the fucking monster jumps out at you. It's like literally the only jump scare in the entire game, and I was not expecting it, and I'm pretty sure I ruined a set of underwear that I screamed like a little girl.
Do you remember the name of the game where you controlled the camera and there was two sisters? Remember the name of that
game?
Two
Sisters.
It was for the PS2, and your sister was lost, and you're in this little creepy town, and you have a camera, like an old old camera. And you go around and you take pictures, and whenever you take a picture, you'll see a ghost, and you bring the camera down, and it's like right there in front of you.
Oh,
Anyways, I played that game. This was when I was 19.
I can't think of it. It's bugging the shit out of me.
Okay, well, that's the game it was. I can't remember the name of it either. But it was my first and only scary game I ever played. And I was naked. I was laying in bed with my ex-boyfriend. This is when I was 19. And it scared me, and I ran out of the house. I was so scared. I got up, and I ran out of the house, and I was naked. Thankfully, we weren't on, like, a big, like... subdivision or anything, but yeah, and then I realized I had ran out and ran back in and jumped on the bed under the covers. And I was like, I'm never playing something scary again, ever! So. Have you ever been to a gaming convention? If no, would you go?
I have always, always, always wanted to go to E3, and I think they opened it up slightly to the public this year.
I thought you wanted to go to BlizzCon.
Let me finish.
Okay.
I want to go to BlizzCon, not necessarily for, like, the information. I want to go to see, like, the StarCraft finals. I'd love to go to Evo to see, like, Street Fighter / or Marvel vs. Capcom finals, or, like, the International to see the Dota finals or whatever. I would love to go to a convention to see the pros duke it out on the big stage. That's what I would like to go see.
I've never been to a gaming convention.
We went to the Hearthstone tournament.
That's not a convention.
No, it was a convention. It was a bunch of people getting together talking about
games.
That's
not it. Do you prefer to play with a controller or keyboard and mouse?
That is such a stupid question. I'm sorry to whoever made this, but no. Every game is completely different. You can't play StarCraft with a controller with a controller. You could, I guess, but it would be terrible as shown in StarCraft 64. And on the flip side, you know, like her Tale of Two Brothers or like an NBA game would just be, it's not, I've played them on a keyboard and it's terrible. I would love a controller for those. It's completely dependent on the game.
I agree, it's dependent on the game, but I prefer a controller because I'm left-handed and I use my mouse with my right hand because it's just how I was raised. I was the only left-handed person in my entire family, so I just learned to do things right-handed. But for some reason, like when I play on a keyboard and I have to like hit all those buttons, my brain just doesn't, it just doesn't connect. Like it wants to do the opposite, so I don't know. I like controllers, but would you ever wear or let your significant other wear your headset and let other players hear the moans?
Yes, but on the condition that I don't know who it is. Like, if I'm with my armor group or if I'm playing
a game. No way.
Yeah, no, yeah. Not with people I know, but if I went into a Team Fortress server and nobody knew who I was and I put you on the mic, absolutely. I'd do that for fun.
You should do that.
Okay.
Even if you haven't played them all...
Wait, whoa. You didn't answer that question.
Oh. He doesn't really moan very much, so...
I can make shit up.
I mean... I don't think he'd be nearly as sexy. As a girl moaning versus a guy.
It's probably very true.
So, probably not. Even if you haven't played them all, you've seen them all, no doubt, in Tomb Raider, which I haven't seen Tomb Raider, actually. Which Lara Croft was your favorite?
When I was young, I tried playing one of the first, I think the second Tomb Raider, and the controls for any old Tomb Raider is like controlling a cow in a fucking supermarket cart.
That's not the question.
Listen.
Okay.
So I didn't really get into them because the controls were very difficult for my, again, 8-year-old self. That said, I really like the new design. I do. They've made it a little tougher, a little more, I don't know, like modern, but I really like what they did to her. I don't like the game, but I did like the design.
I like Angelina Jolie.
Good answer. I like that. That's a great cop-out.
If you could live in any video game universe, which one would you choose?
Man, I've been thinking about this since I saw it at the end. It's going to go really, really cliche here, but I really think the Pokemon universe would be really nice to live in. All their protagonists have been really fucking hot. Hanging out with Pokemon would be cool as shit. And apparently, like, all of their wars are solved by healable Pokemon. Like, nothing bad seems to happen there. So I feel like that would be a good place to live. I don't know.
I would say...
Wouldn't go to WoW. Wouldn't go to Oblivion. Wouldn't go to Fable. Wouldn't go to Bard's Tale.
No, I was thinking Assassin's Creed.
I mean...
Universe. It's pretty cool.
Are you going to live in the past, or are you going to live in the present?
No, I live in the past.
Or... We have to shit in a pot? Yeah, that sounds great.
Or... I don't know. You know what? I'm sorry. I think being in the Kingdom Hearts universe and being able to take my little boat over and visit Mickey Mouse would be amazing. Or be like, I'm gonna go have tea with the princesses and go over and hang out with Belle in the castle.
If you own Disney World, you can do just that.
Yeah, true.
So you gotta get on that. Chop chop.
No, it's fine. So I'm gonna go with Kingdom Hearts, I guess. And there's a new one coming out and I'm excited, though I don't have a PS3 and I have 4, whatever we're at now. So I'll figure it out. Those are all of the questions.
Yay.
I hope it wasn't too boring. And
go
we,
team.
We, made people laugh, I guess.
Maybe we made them depressed. How those poor souls are trapped with each other.
I doubt it. Alright, guys. Well, hope you had fun. Leave some comments.
1,000 hours in this game, 1,000 hours in that.
And goodbye, goodnight. Have fun.